Let me introduce you to something I call the false flag stack. What it means is there are multiple different levels of false flags of increasing severity that are at the ready to be invoked as needed by the deep state or the establishment in order to maintain power. Now, for example, January 6 was a kind of a last-ditch emergency false flag, which, of course, you know, the FBI ran that with the Capitol Police and the Democrats to try to paint all Trump supporters as insurrectionists. And the whole point of that was to shut down any questioning of the rigging of the 2020 election. Because, you know, there were a lot of efforts underway to expose the vote rigging, and the Democrats just couldn't have that. So they staged January 6th. They got a few patriots to go along with it, like walk into the building, steal a podium, put your feet on the desk, whatever. And they smashed out a couple of windows, and then they called it like the worst attack since the Civil War. But that was all sort of the last card of a false flag stack. Today, they have a much more elaborate false flag stack that's being readied for the 2024 election. So the first thing they're trying to do is just get Trump off the ballots. You know, you see that every day, you know, Colorado and Maine and other states, they're all trying to get Trump removed from the ballot. And then from the point of view of the Democrats, and well, they don't have to carry out any false flags, you know, so that's good for America. If they could just get Trump off the ballot, they save America from the, you know, fascist dictator that they claim Orange Man is going to be. Not realizing, of course, that the Democrats themselves are the fascist dictators. They're actually carrying out the acts of fascist dictators. And, of course, they're projecting that onto Trump. But if they can't get Trump removed from the ballots, they're going to roll out a series of escalating false flag events. And this is the stack. So it'll start with things like they'll have a march of Trump supporters or people dressed up like Trump supporters, of course, wearing masks and then waving around Nazi flags. And, you know, it's the feds, obviously, or people recruited by the feds. It's all just theater, and CNN will be there like, Trump supporters are waving Nazi flags, be afraid, you know. That's going to happen, and that's just the lowest level. And they hope with that that they could convince people, or at least reflect this in the polling, to convince people to not vote for Trump. And then they would feel more confident that they have the election wrapped up. But if that's not effective, then they'll go to the next level in the stack, which would be having those groups do things like start bombing government buildings, they might do, you know, or attacking innocent people or what have you, you know, some form of violence or terrorism that sort of ups the ante. They could have a big explosion somewhere in America, or they could target it. How about they could even target themselves? They could target the FBI building somewhere, you know, like Oklahoma City. And then they could claim, well, the Trump supporters are now at war with the FBI, and we have to shut down all Trump supporters. We have to remove Trump from all the ballots. This is the only way to save the Republic. Which, again, is projection, because the Democrats, I mean, they've destroyed the Republic by removing Trump from the ballot. But in their own minds, there's nothing that they aren't willing to do to stay in power. Now then, if that doesn't work, well, they'll go deeper into the false flag stack, and they'll pull out their like nuclear terrorism card. Might be a dirty bomb goes off in a U.S. city. Might be a nuclear bomb. Might be a suitcase bomb. Something like that. They'll have something much bigger than 9/11. And they will detonate it somewhere. And they'll say, oh my God, it was Russia working for Trump. You know, they're going to tie Trump into it one way or another. And they say, look, Trump ordered Russia to nuke a U.S. city, you know. This will be the headline in the Washington Post or something like that. It'll all be fiction, but it doesn't matter. Half of the American people believe anything from the Washington Post, and so they'll believe it. Oh my God, Trump nuked America. That'll be the headline in the New York Times. You know, Hillary Clinton will come out. 11 intelligence agencies have confirmed that Trump nuked America. You know, it'll be the same playbook as 2020. And also 2016, in part, for that matter. Well, and that could backfire on them. And it could end up that a lot of Americans are like, no, we know that wasn't Trump. We know that was, you know, that was the deep state. Maybe those were the feds. Maybe that was the DOD. We're still voting for Trump. And if Trump is still popular in the polls, then they're going to reach even deeper in the false flag stack. And what little ploy do they have near the bottom of the false flag stack? I guess I've inverted it from top to bottom, but deeper into the stack, they have a card that reads Power Grid Takedown. They take down the power grid. They blame Russia or China or North Korea, and somehow they blame Trump. And then they say, oh, elections are canceled. Can't have elections, don't have a power grid functioning, right? Or they'll say, we're being attacked, even though they may have done this themselves. We're being attacked. We're in a state of war. And since we're in a state of war, we can't have elections. Like that kind of thing. So then elections will be postponed. The Democrats will become the dictators that they warned us about. And there will never be free elections again, just like what happened in Ukraine. There's no elections happening there. Zelensky is effectively a dictator. He's banned all dissident media. There's no media allowed in Ukraine unless it's government-approved media. So the same thing can happen in the United States. They'll activate the internet kill switch, which means shutting off the DNS for all the alternative media websites that they don't want you to visit. And at that time, by the way, we'll have to use tools like Bastion in order to communicate, you know, peer-to-peer decentralized messaging systems or Cordal, things like that, because you won't be able to visit any alternative media websites at that time. So understand that the more the public supports Trump, the crazier the Democrats are going to get in terms of playing their false flag stack cards. And it may start small, you know, like marches in the streets of so-called Trump supporters as dressed up feds. But it could end with a bang, a pretty big bang, actually, which would be some kind of terrorism or power grid takedown or banking system takedown. And that's a very high probability of a financial collapse engineered before the election. Or it could be the activation of all the illegals that have been, you know, placed here in America, across the country, occupying America, awaiting orders. They'll all be activated on some given day. Although this could happen after Trump is elected, but the Democrats will do anything to stop the election. So if they think Trump's going to win, they might activate all the illegals and just have a big, you know, domestic war. And all the infrastructure gets sabotaged or some of it destroyed. And there's a war in every county, in every town, every city all across America of the new immigrant invaders versus the American people. And depending on how that goes, you'll probably see secession. You'll see states like Texas declare their own independence. A lot of other states will go along with that. And then you're going to end up with the breaking up of the United States of America, which has been one of the key goals of the globalists from the very beginning here. And I don't want to see that happen. I want to see us take America back for we the people. But that seems incredibly unlikely at this point. It seems a lot more likely that the Democrats and the deep state are going to keep playing more and more extreme false flag cards until they get the results they want. And they've got a lot of false flags. I mean, they can roll out MKUltra assassins. They can fake dirty bombs. They can fake EMP attacks. They can literally like set off an EMP themselves over America and blame North Korea. That's why they love to have North Korea around. It's like somebody to blame for all the false flags. So if we make it to election day without these things happening, it would be an impossible miracle. There's no way that the Democrats are going to just sit back and allow democracy to function. They abhor democracy. And they know that if the voters are able to speak their mind and vote for who they want, the Democrats lose. They lose power. And they'll lose the White House, they'll lose the Senate, they'll lose everything. They'll lose the Supreme Court, of course. So they're going to do anything they can. So keep all that in mind and get prepared. Take advantage of all the solutions that I plug here from time to time. You know, the various sponsors that we have on the main broadcast, like the satellite phone store, you know, sat123.com or, you know, whoever. you're going to need backup comms, you're going to need backup money, you're going to need backup medicine, you're going to need backup food, all this, because the disruptions are almost certain. We don't know the duration of the disruptions. Is it going to be weeks or months or years? Are we looking at a total civil war scenario, or is it just regional? Are we looking at a total banking collapse that stays down, or is it only for, you know, a few weeks? I don't know the answers to that. But I'm preparing for a major, long-lasting, devastating event. So stay tuned and stay prepared. Listen to my other podcasts and interviews at brighteon.com, or check my articles and transcripts at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Take care. Today's program is brought to you by Goldbacks, and you can go to my website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, in order to see all our lab testing results of these really innovative bills that have physical gold embedded in them. I've got a little stack of them in my hands here. These are the one Goldbacks. Each of these contains quite literally 1/1000th of a troy ounce of gold inside the bill. The gold is actually in there. And there are other denominations, 5s, 10s, 25s, and 50s. The 50, of course, contains 50/1000ths of an ounce of gold. And I didn't even believe that at first. And so I acquired a bunch of these, and I did the testing. If you go to my website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, you can see the laboratory testing that we did. And here I am. I bought a kiln. I did the meltdowns. We use acid also. You know, nitric acid here did a dissolving into a mass spec analysis in my laboratory. Here's some of the melted gold that came out of the kiln test, and here's some of the weights and so on. On this website, you can see, let me scroll down, you can see the actual recoveries. There's some of the gold foil that comes out in the first melting. There's the picture of the kiln. And there's some, well, different photos of the dust and everything that comes out. Bottom line is in this chart right here. The recovery that we got, the amount of gold that we got out of these bills, it was over 100% of the claimed amount in every single case. The lowest we got was 102%, the highest we got was 107%, and then we did ICP-MS testing here, and these are the results we got showing that it is better than 99.99% atomic gold, which makes it better than 24 karat gold. So, bottom line, not only are the Goldbacks real, not only do they contain the gold that they claim to contain, and it's pure gold or, you know, 24 karat plus in purity, but they're highly divisible. So I can take these and I can, you know, I can give somebody or I can pay for something with 1/1000th of an ounce of gold, which I can't do that with a coin. Like here I have silver coins, but I can't take like a pair of scissors and cut off 1/1000th of an ounce of silver or gold. It just doesn't work that way, and I would ruin the coin. So Goldbacks make gold really usable, divisible, and it works in an off-grid situation. Power grid goes down, you may not have access to your crypto. You certainly won't have access to your bank account in that grid down scenario. These work. These work, and the gold is instantly visible. Goldbacks are becoming increasingly recognizable, and people love the way they look, and they love to hold on to these. And more people are willing to take them, even as merchants, for purchases. So go to verifiedgoldbacks.com to learn about these. This is an affiliate site. We do earn a small commission on the sales of these at no additional cost to you. So it does help support this platform, but you'll get these in your hands. Now you might ask, well, what's the price of these compared to the price of actual gold? Okay, it is cheaper to buy raw gold by itself per ounce if you just want a gold coin or a gold bar. This has a premium over the price of gold, because of the format and the divisibility and the precision and the printing technology and all of that. But it also means these have value over gold as they are accepted and recognized by merchants. So if you just want raw gold, you know, get gold coins. But how are you going to divide them up? How are you going to really use them in day-to-day transactions? If you want usable gold, Goldbacks are a great solution for that. And I think these can be part of every person's preparedness. If you already have gold and silver, maybe you already have garden seeds, maybe you already have other assets, but do you have Goldbacks yet? This is something important to add. And they also make really incredible, highly educational gifts. I've been tipping waiters and waitresses at restaurants with this, and then I have a little conversation with them about real money. Like, this is real gold, you know, versus fiat currency.
and you can give them as gifts to family members, you know, birthdays and holidays and whatever else. And you can teach children or grandchildren about what is real money. And they will hold on to these because the artwork is amazing. They're beautiful. People will hold on to these and they'll see the value rise as the value of gold rises because these contain physical gold. As gold goes up, gold backs go up versus the dollar that's going down. And who knows in how many years, you know, what these will be worth versus the increasingly collapsing dollar. So I don't encourage speculation, just to be clear. I'm not saying speculate in it, but just to hold on to value that you have right now, just to kind of freeze, you know, your savings. I don't trust that the dollar is going to be here 10 years down the road. I know the dollar is not going to hold its own value, but I have absolute certainty that gold is going to continue to hold value. And as dollars drop, that means the price of gold in dollars will be rising, even if gold itself is still worth the same in terms of purchasing power. But in dollar denominations, gold will appear to be going up in terms of dollars. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, do your own research. I'm not your financial advisor, obviously. Do your own research. Get your own experts. You do what's right for you. Only you know your financial situation and your risk and so on. And could these go down in value? Well, if gold goes down, these will go down in value. If you think gold's going to go down over the next 10 years, then, you know, maybe you can buy Apple stock or something. I don't know. But if you think gold's going to go up or hold its own, then this is a great way to have physical gold in a usable form. So check it out at verifiedgoldbacks.com. And thank you for supporting us also. But more importantly, you know, thank you for protecting your own assets. We're going into some very interesting times in the years ahead. Thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams for Brighteon.com. Take care.